102.3 WVAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 807. Well, the Hebrew Hammer is in the house.
Why does he have a film crew?
I don't know, but we heard he was stopping by, and now he's got a film crew and everything. Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Selden. Big-time boxer Friday night at the Paramount. We knew he was coming by, but with a film crew?
Right.
Interesting.
Well, guys, I don't think you needed to know about that.
Oh, it's a pleasant surprise, right, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know. Well, what's he using the film crew for? Well, I don't know what they're using the film crew for. Why would I ask any questions that you guys need answers to?
Cletus is awesome. Straight talker, a lot of fun. We'll start with him next, 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 8:11, sunny and 80 degrees today. He's fighting on Friday night, and he just walked in.
But
Cletus.
Clearly, he has a cocaine problem.
His energy's off the charts.
You were like 20 pounds heavier the last time I saw you.
Dude, it's fight week. We got to lose some weight and get ready to go fight.
You can't do blow and fight.
Not anymore.
Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Selden is in the stadium.
Like, you were 20 pounds heavy when we saw you last time, right?
Yeah, I think I had only a 2-pack. Now I got like an 8.5-pack.
Yeah, right. Don't show your stomach.
Oh,
again.
Look at that. That's ridiculous.
How do you...
Body fat?
So where are you fighting? You're fighting at what, 140?
140.
Are you there now? You still have to drop?
Oh, I still got to drop about 4 or 5 pounds.
By when?
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Are you serious?
But how are you going to drop 4 pounds and 5 pounds in one day?
The little tricks of the trade with boxing.
Like what?
Well, I got some dietist tea from the Hawaiian guy that I know from judo. He gives me a tea. I lose.
Some Hawaiian judo guy gives you a tea that makes you lose 4 pounds.
That's funny. I thought he said a Hawaiian Jew. Yeah. Like,
well, there's not too many of those.
No, there are too many of those.
That's why I thought it was secret tea.
Yeah. So
on top of that, just mentally focusing. If I had to throw a little Albaline on.
What's Albaline?
Albaline is makeup remover that boxers use. If you actually Google it, it's actually says it's. Professional boxers and MMA guys use it to lose weight. Women use it to remove their makeup. I use it every single day, and it only costs about $13, and I use it every day.
How does it help you lose weight?
It opens up your pores.
Yeah.
And
you sweat more?
And I sweat 5 times as fast. And look at my skin.
You look pretty.
I put lotion on this thing every day.
You have a nice 8-pack.
I just got to put it on my face.
Smooth skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
So you throw that stuff on and you can lose 4 pounds in a day?
Yeah.
Why is that the best kept secret on the planet? Or it was?
Because boxing is so slow, you know? Nobody wants to...
Nobody
give
listens
it up.
To you
nobody,
guys for that.
Nobody has like a boxing book. Like, here's this boxing secret. Everyone's like, no, we don't
it's
tell
legal?
Nobody's secret.
And it's legal?
Of course it is. You can buy it right at CVS.
So I could throw this stuff on my skin and drop 4 pounds and do a workout and drop 4 pounds by tomorrow?
Absolutely. You'll sweat everything out easily. No problem. I'll throw a little garbage bag on you, too. So
I'm trying not to throw a garbage.
Is that what goes on?
Yeah.
You cover yourself in plastic as well. So, see, there's a few more things than just putting the Albaline on your arm.
So, a Hawaiian Jew gave you tea, and then you throw this stuff on your body, and you
sweat
it all out.
You put women's makeup on your body.
And then you sweat it all out.
And you do 3 spin class workouts a day.
No, we don't do 3 spin a day. Well, like, yesterday I'll spin, and then I'll go do my speed training, and then I'll do boxing. Yeah. So that's only about 45 minutes to an hour workout.
Yeah.
And each workout I can lose about 3 or 4 pounds, 4 or 5 pounds.
Stop
but
it.
Now the whole thing is being able to mentally keep it in your mind not to think about that, because your body is just like,
I was gonna say,
what are you doing?
The Jedi mind trick is not helping you lose 4 pounds in one day.
No. So
it doesn't
you gotta
sound
be strong.
Right.
You gotta be mentally
healthy, though,
strong.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hang out with Cletus for a little while and find out some more.
he brought his championship belt, which, by the way, is teal.
Yeah, no.
That's a WBC belt. That's the top belt
the
for
one.
The top one organization.
Are you going to try not to headbutt anybody this time?
Absolutely not. I'm going to hit them with my head, hit them
with
my
elbows. 2 fights ago, I went to that thing. I saw it, and I was like, I don't understand why they stopped that fight. I didn't see it, man. I sat there, and then I showed it on the replay 15 times. I'm like, okay, you can show it again. I'm still not going to see it.
That's... His head hit mine.
That's what I thought.
That's right. There we go.
See?
Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Selden.
I'm on your squad.
In the studio with us. It's 8:14. Let's get to tech.
Southern State eastbound. Heavy as you mean.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 825. Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Selden in the studio with us. We'll talk with him more next.
Last time we spoke to you, the first time we had you in the studio, it was like the day before a fight, and then you were going to fight and get laid and then go to the body barn.
That was your goal
in
life.
I'm assuming you got laid after the fight. Did you go to the barn?
Absolutely went to the barn.
Was it the best day of your life?
It was amazing.
I told you.
It was such a good time. You had to go back the next week.
Did you go back?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the only thing was I brought my family with me, and they came for the second time too, but they were like, oh, we'll just hang out.
You can't just hang out at the barn.
They had the worst time of their entire life.
You're either all in or you're not all in.
And I was spoiled the first time.
Something tells me after 20 minutes of you being there, your shirt's off, you're bouncing up and down like a nut.
Yeah, I'm the only one there with I had a denim vest with no shirt on. I had a denim in there.
So you're that guy.
Yeah. And we were spoiled the first time because when we walked in, they gave us 100 beers right off the bat. Right. I didn't have to wait on line. So I was like, I will never, ever wait on that line.
No way. And we'll get more with Cletus in a minute. That's the cool part. Who'd you deal with? Mickey and Tony over there?
I brought the regulars. I was just with the regular guys.
There
and
you go.
These guys were just like, up, cup right in. I was like, yeah.
More with Cletus next. Days with a woman and...
You could say you're white trash here.
Oh, that's fine. Feel that. I feel at home.
You feel at home now? Good.
Feel at home.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Seldon is hanging with us. Currently undefeated. Light welterweight, is that correct?
Yeah, that's great.
Got
there.
It right?
That's good.
Who are you fighting this with?
Got it.
Rene Ganoy is 36-12, and he has 32 knockouts out of 36, so that's pretty impressive.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Most impressive fighter so far, would you say?
Absolutely.
As far as the stats and the guy and the whole package.
Yeah, this guy had over almost 50 fights. I think he has a few draws in there, too.
More impressive than that is, why did your brother dress up as a Thundercat to go to the Porty Barn?
That is because he's from Shirley.
If you guys didn't know, Cletus is a Shirley boy.
Yeah. So he thought he was going to go into the Porty Barn dressed like a Thundercat and get laid?
Absolutely. But he never gets laid. That was the problem. He always came home. I always had to go pick him up. I'm like, what is this place, the Porty Barn or whatever?
Right.
But he would always go there crazy dressed up. Mm-hmm. Our neighbor was actually a bouncer there, so I guess he got the little hookup sometimes.
Right.
But he was literally dressed up as a Thundercat.
Why?
I guess he likes to make himself a spectacle. What he does.
Isn't your brother a doctor?
Absolutely. That's he's.
I don't
the
want
problem.
My doctor dressing up like a Thundercat on the weekends.
He does pain management, so he's perfect for you.
No. No. I don't want the guy that's putting needles in my back dressed up like a Thundercat.
You got to see him. When we do, like, the film guy will do, like, a little video or whatever of us.
Yeah.
And he will literally go in front of the camera and speak the entire time. He thinks it's all about him. Everything's about him.
Your brother?
Yeah. So I just let him do whatever you want. He'll ask me, oh, how's this outfit? So you wear the cowboy hat. You got to see him in the fight.
Doesn't he know you're the Hebrew Hammer? Doesn't he get it?
He comes to the fights. He wears a jersey, tight jeans, cowboy hat.
I saw him. He's in the ring with you.
Yeah.
I saw him last time in fight. I'm like, who is this guy? Yeah.
He goes, how do I look? I go, amazing. That is just what I would like you to wear.
So you just let him go, let him be himself.
Absolutely. If you got to do it one time, come on, do it on national television. And everywhere everybody knows you.
Because that fight was on... The last fight was nationally televised, and the one before that was nationally televised.
ESPN fight, and MSG.
Right.
He loves it. I go, that's the outfit you need to wear. Absolutely.
Are you, and obviously Cletus is fighting, was it Friday night? At the Paramount. It's like Rockin' Fights 19 or whatever they're doing
now. Star boxing, dude. You guys are killing it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. Well, we sell out every single fight.
But will your brother be there in a Thundercat outfit? Maybe you should change it up instead of the cowboy thing.
He will never change the cowboy. These guys.
Why?
My brother is like 230 pounds. He has legs like the size of a horse.
He does.
He wears size small jeans.
Yeah, no,
I don't even
that.
Know. And then he'll walk around like he's like, whoa. Like this guy got the biggest butt you'll have ever see on a man. Like he black ass. Yes, right. I don't know if you guys want to say it. He has a big black ass.
What's with you in the cowboy boots?
Oh, you like that? I rock the pythons on my feet right now.
Did you rob those out of Roger's old closet?
I am definitely I want those boots in a bad way.
Do
those
you really?
Are nice. Brand new. Those are beautiful, comfortable.
Yeah, they're
going
to come out once in a while.
Comfortable.
All I know is anybody over 40 has a pair of pythons in their house.
Not everybody.
Or they used to.
No, I had Doc Martens.
Why, you hear from guys over 40 all the time like, I want your boots?
Oh, no, they used to have them in the
did.
We would have given them to you if I knew you were going to wear them. I'm like, I'm the only guy that wears them.
So now this fight this weekend. You win, what happens? You're 18th in the country, right?
No.
In the world.
That's in the world.
Right. My bad.
Get it right. Whoa. Did you see him like...
I don't want some Shirley boy getting all uppity.
Hey, man, I'm a Jewish white kid from Long Island. It's boxing. I got to get everything in as possible.
So now if you're 18... So now you win this fight this weekend, then what?
We should be in a top 15.
And then what happens?
The top 15... makes me eligible to fight those top 15 guys and get on those major networks.
In the lightweight...
The junior welterweight division.
In the junior welterweight division, yeah. That's what you're looking for.
And you can actually start getting paid.
Yeah, we can start making some money, and my style is what's going to sell everything. The way I come in and fight, I don't come in and try to score points. I'm coming in to hurt you. I get in the best shape possible, mm-hmm. and I want to literally knock your block off, and I want to show it in front of all my friends and family, and I want to put it on a show, because if I'm bored, you're bored, and everybody knows when I come and fight, the whole place goes crazy. True.
You're not what they call a technical fighter.
I'm technical in a tough way.
In a brutal way.
I'm a tough, brutal guy. I like to hit you hard, and I hit you often, and that's the way it's going to go down.
So you're just daring him to hit me back. I'm going to knock you down first.
Well, I already know I'm stronger than you, so if, no matter what, I'm going to blast you as hard as you blast me. The last guy, if you watch the...
How many kids from Charlotte that went to high school with him now, like, yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
Beat the piss out of me outside of biology class.
No, he didn't go to biology. This is the option two kid. It's a behavior kid. I was the only white kid in the black classes.
I got
so
you.
You're harnessing your option two. Your behavior
I'm
problems.
Free. I'm finally free, and they accept me.
More with Cletus coming up right now. It's 8:34. Let's get to Ted with the roads.
Sunrise Highway eastbound into County Road 39.
AP 841. All right, coming up next with our special guest, Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Selden.
What do you got?
Top 10 list is top 10 greatest sports nicknames. Now, Hammer, you didn't make the list, all right? Listen, you're up against a lot.
Hammer.
I know it's a great name.
There's like four or five Hebrew Hammers out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they were way before me.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So you have a, I mean, you have a great nickname. It's very memorable.
Yeah.
Top 10 greatest in all of sports. You got a guess for who might be on here if you think of some great sports nicknames?
Oh, that's,
I can't think that fast. Give me a minute. Play a song. I'll come back to you. Top 10.
Oh, come on, you guys. No.
I mean, it's not Air Jordan.
Are we going for real life, or are we going for a movie?
Yes, Michael Air Jordan is actually number one. The biggest, greatest nickname.
It's not a cool nickname. It's kind of boring.
Well, you can say that if you want.
Hebrew Hammer's cool.
Yeah.
I got it.
And the reason there's not as many Hebrew Hammers anymore because there's no Jewish athletes.
How many?
955 WBAB. You guys get it. See if you get the
they're huge in the banking world.
See if you can get the top 10 greatest sports nicknames.
How many boxes are on there?
There are.
Is Rocky Marciano's first name really Rocky?
There are no boxers on the list. None.
How's that even possible?
Uh-oh. Cletus is not happy with that.
This is a sport where you literally pick a name right off the bat.
Right.
Like, what do you want to be?
Calls next. But that's how it goes. Fox Station, Roger and JP, 847, sunny and 80. All right, Cletus the Hebrew Hammer Selden is in the studio with us this morning, and we're doing our top 10 list, top 10 sports nicknames, 955 WBAB. We'll put the bounty, put the bounty on number 6. He was a basketball player. See if you can get him. And if you get the bounty, your prize today will be ringside seats for Starbucks and Rockin' Fights 19.
Was he a white
guy? Friday night at the Paramount. Yes, he was.
Is Magic Johnson on that list?
He is not. But the top 10 list is basically the four major sports are represented here. So no boxing nicknames here, Cletus. Sorry.
That's depressing and horrible. That is like the worst. How is this even possible?
Good morning, VAB. You got a guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, how about Evander the Real Deal, Holyfield, or Butterbean?
No, neither one of them make it. No.
Are there wrestlers on here? Like,
no.
Well, just athletes?
These are athletes.
What about Babe Ruth?
Four sports, basically. No. The Bambino's not in the top 10. He should be. Hi, B.A.B.
Refrigerator Perry.
Refrigerator Perry is not in the top 10. He was like maybe 12 or 13 I saw. William the Refrigerator. Hi, B.A.B. You got a guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say Wayne Gretzky, the great one.
The great one is number 4. Yes. Hi, B.A.B., you got a guess. Go ahead.
Who is that?
Yeah, how about Mean Joe Green?
No. Hi, B.A.B., you're on.
Hey, Roger, what's up, man?
Hey, what do you got?
I got a few. Dr. J?
No.
Tropic Thunder?
Oh, Daryl Dawkins does not make it.
No, huh? How about Catfish Hunter?
No, Jim Catfish Hunter, nope. These players, every one of them.
The bounty is on a white basketball player?
Yeah, Hall of Famers. 955 WBAB.
Salami from the White Shadow?
No. Michael Air Jordan is number one. You already got that one. And we got the great one, Wayne Gretzky, at number 4. And that's it so far. 955 WBAB.
Cletus, you better get in the game, bro. I feel like you're sitting on the sidelines.
You really were option two, huh?
Yeah, man.
He can't pay
attention. Sports, though. It's sports.
Are you waiting for your medication to kick in?
I've got about another 20 minutes or so, 30 minutes, and then I'm ready to go.
Okay, cool.
And I can sit here and be nice, quiet, and focused.
There you go.
Nice. So, like just right now, I just got Broadway Joe.
No, Joe Namath. Broadway Willie. Joe Namath is not on the list.
Ah.
I'm sorry, Cletus.
I've got to go home.
You're just dead with a rose.
Sunrise Highway eastbound into the...
All right, 8:53. Before we get to Ted's news, we have a guy who says he's got one that's on the top 10 list of sports nicknames, the greatest sports nicknames. I've got the list. You got to figure out what's on them. Good morning, B.A.B. Your guess.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, number 5, Shoeless Joe. Very good. You get the idea. Hall of Famers, 4 major sports, covers the top 10 list with the bounty on number 6, a white NBA player.
So any more NFL guys on that list?
There's two more. Yes, 2 more on the list.
Give me a team.
Bears.
Sweetness.
Bang. Number 2. Walter Sweetness Payton. See?
I like that right there. Yeah,
Cletus, the Hebrew hammer, seldom.
We can't punch it out.
That? You see that? I see that knuckle?
I did see that knuckle.
Knuckle.
I don't need that. You don't want that on you.
All right, more with Cletus coming next, and you guys getting the top 10 right now. Ted, is this quick BAB news update brought to you by Allure.
It would have been really bad if I just broke his hand.
No, Allure Home Improvements. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 8:59. We're doing our top 10 list right now, top 10 greatest sports nicknames of all time, and we've got Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer Seldon, pretty damn good nickname of his own in the studio.
He's fighting Friday night at the Paramount to protect the title, yes?
Yeah, I'm going to defend it again.
WBC belt.
And we're going to sell out. We sell out every time.
Yeah, I know.
We
sure do.
It's awesome.
All right, let's see if you guys can get the bounty at least before we give up the list. Hi, B.A.B., you got a guess at it.
I got Pistol Pete.
Yes, you do. At number 6, Pistol Pete Maravich, the bounty. I thought he was the toughest one on the list.
There you go, buddy. You got a pair of ringside seats, Starbucks and Rockin' Fights 19. Friday night at the Paramount featuring Long Island's own WBC International Light Welterweight Champion. That's too long.
Yeah.
it's a good name, but it's long.
Can you just be heavyweight and call it, make it easy?
You have to be 2 Cletuses.
That's Cletus. Hold on. You win, all right?
All right. Thanks, brother.
All right, so here's the top 10 list of the sports nicknames. Number 10, the Yankees' Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse.
Oh, right. Okay,
number 9, the Yankees' Reggie Jackson, Mr. October.
Okay.
Right? Number 8, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Number 7, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, nobody got either. Number 6, Pistol Pete Maravich was the bounty. Number 5, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Number 4, the great one, Wayne Gretzky. Number 3, nobody got. OJ, the Juice Simpson.
Yeah.
Number 2, JP, you got it. Walter, Sweetness Payton. And number 1, greatest sports nickname, Michael Air Jordan.
Does the guy you're fighting have a nickname, Cletus?
Was it Rene Ganoy? Like, is that his?
Filipino Tornado or something.
The what? Get on the mic.
He might be like the Filipino Tornado. Philippines. I think I just made it up.
But I think I saw him. Did he fight that night you fight when they got you for headbutt?
No, this is his first time.
It's his first time here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck Friday. We're rooting for you, of course.
All right.
You're going to beat the piss out of this guy?
Oh, well, I'm coming to, you know.
I know. You're going to get top 15.
Has a lot of knockouts, so... Yeah. It's going to be very interesting the first 4 rounds.
Do you ever get intimidated in the ring or no? You don't care.
Oh, no. Everybody hates me, so I already know. I got to give it right back to them and let them show.
Why do they hate you?
Because I switched the sport up a little bit because I don't really do that point system. Like, you go punch me and then I'll punch you and you punch me and I'll punch you. You know, like Chris Algieri. You're like, I'll punch you a little bit and smack you around.
You punch me a little bit.
I'll punch you back and scratch you and use my jab. I'm in there. I want to punch you again, hit you.
As you said earlier, I'm going to blast you.
Yeah. If I'm bored, you're bored. I'm trying to make some action into this fight, man. I got ADHD, baby.
You're a promoter's wet
dream.
You're great. I know. Oh, my God. If you can back it up, you are a promoter's wet dream.
Well, he has. He's 16-0 right now.
16-0, 18th in the world. And they rated me the strongest 140-pounder in the world.
Look at that.
Cletus, the Hebrew Hammer, Seldon from Shirley, all along. I've been rooting for you. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There he is.